You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Hey, how are you, everyone? Welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Hey, I hope you're going to have a great day, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon here on Radio Maria Canada. And thank you because we're continuing on this wonderful broadcast that I've been sharing with you all month of February on Mary, Undoer of Knots. First, let's begin with a Hail Mary, shall we? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, my friends, abandonment to divine peace and providence. Well, guess what? How many of us need tranquility and peace of heart? How many of us? Should I start counting? I'd end up not being able to count the number of souls like myself who are all striving for peace of heart. And if we want an interior life in which we can converse with the silent God who dwells in our soul, well, we first have to firmly, notice I said not loosely or comfortably, but firmly, resolve to abandoning ourselves to His will for our lives. You know, one of the characteristics that shines through the lives of the saints, well, it was their complete trust in God. They submitted themselves to His will for their lives. I mean, you have to think back, and they weren't all holy when they embarked on this journey, you know. They all had all kinds of difficulties and challenges and sins that they had committed. So, but they submitted themselves, right? So their trust in God was exercised to such a degree that even when they were faced with the most difficult circumstances, they just didn't give up. Trust, my goodness, has to be one of the most difficult things for us souls, which is why it's considered a spiritual discipline when it concerns our relationship with God. And this discipline has two aspects: to resolve to trust God completely, to provide for all our needs, and to accept all things. Here's the big one. And to accept all things that come to us as coming from His hand. That's a big one to try and wrestle with and accept and understand. And when you get over that hurdle of accepting what is in front of you as if it was coming from His hand, it is an act of the will by which we relinquish control of our lives and our circumstances and trust ourselves and all that happens to us to His divine action. It is really an act of faith that must be repeated on a daily basis, especially when we are tempted to worry and be afraid. Jesus Himself taught us to depend on His providence in all things. What does he say? Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. So this spiritual discipline goes by various names: abandonment to divine providence, conformity to the will of God, trustful surrender, or perfect submission to the will of God. In its perfect form, this spiritual discipline means to unite ourselves with God's will so that our will becomes united with his will. The goal of this discipline is denial of self, right? A complete renunciation. The Blessed Virgin Mary is our example of this perfect union with God's will, especially in her fiat. Remember, she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word, right? Indeed, the Annunciation entrusted herself to God completely with the full submission of intellect and will, manifesting the obedience of faith to him who spoke to her through his messenger. Mary made repeated acts of trust throughout her life. Her trust came to a peak, a glorious peak, at the foot of the cross, when she united herself with God's will in permitting the crucifixion and death of her son. Mary did not accept the will of God passively. She actively cooperated in it. Therefore, at the Annunciation, Mary's fiat made her the mother of Christ, and at the foot of the cross, her fiat made her the mother of all Christians. Throughout her life, Mary followed the example of Christ, who perfectly obeyed and cooperated with the will of God the Father, even unto death. Abandonment to the will of God is whatever God wants. That's the meaning of it. God's providence is in all things. It is always present, right? So there is no one more worthy of our trust than God. Therefore, we should not trust him by like a little, half the time. Our abandonment to him should be total. And this spiritual truth means that when we're tempted to cling to our worries and fears, we must instead reject them and make the conscious decision to put our confidence in his providence. Oh my goodness, I wish that for me all the time. And I, not that I should wish it, but I pray for it. I pray for that strength, for that joy, to rejoice in my suffering. And it isn't easy, but that is the real way to total abandonment to God. If we learn to continually abandon everything to the will of God, even from moment to moment, we're going to experience a freedom from the burdens that we carry. So, my friends, we cannot commit part of our lives to God's care while keeping other parts under our own control. In fact, it's an illusion to think that anything is under our control. Really, right? We all know that. The bottom line is, who is in control of your life and mine? God is. Who makes those decisions? Even though we have a calendar full of events that we might be taking part in or whatever, we have a calendar. Well, we don't determine that calendar to fruition. We bring it to our Lord, and if it's God's will, according to His will, then that's what will happen. And that is an abandonment to God. It's really an acceptance of the reality, my friends, that He is in charge of all things. Abandonment to God's providence is what it means to live a life of faith. Okay, that's a big one. So we are saying, and Scripture says, that in order to live a life of faith, one has to abandon one's life to Him, right? It is a recognition that we do not belong to ourselves, that we have a Creator whom you and I serve, who loves us, and who orders all things for our good and His glory. So the suffering and the burdens I know, and suffering and pain, make it harder to trust. But you know what? It's precisely in those times of trial that our trust in God is strengthened. Even the evil that happens to us is folded up in His loving providence and ordered for our ultimate good. Now, I want to share with you a scripture from Father Jacques Philippe. It's a lovely little scripture. A quote from him. Many things happen that God does not will, but He still permits them in His wisdom, and they remain a stumbling block or scandal to our minds. God asks us to do all we can to eliminate evil, but despite our efforts, there is always a whole set of circumstances which we can do nothing about, which are not necessarily willed by God, but nevertheless are permitted by Him, and which God invites us to consent to trustingly and peacefully, even if they make us suffer and cause us problems. We are not being asked to consent to evil, but to consent to the mysterious wisdom of God, who permits evil. Our consent is not a compromise with evil, but the expression of our trust that God is stronger than evil. This is a form of obedience that is painful, but very fruitful, right? None of us want to suffer. None of us like pain. None of us are happy when we have a bad headache or a migraine or stomach pain or arthritis, fibromyalgia, cancer, diabetes. We all have something, brothers and sisters, of some kind of burden that we carry on our shoulder, like a backpack that we walk around with. And what's in your backpack? Let's think about that. What do you have? A bunch of worries and anxiety and depression? Or do you have a backpack full of hope and trust in God that He is in charge no matter what you're facing, that you are not alone and He has his hand on you? No problem. Nothing is too big for Almighty God. Nothing is too big. You know, brothers and sisters, I'm in the midst of reading a beautiful book, and I think I've shared it with you once before. It's called All for Her. All for Her. And a dear friend of mine, whose name is Michelle Ehrman, is writing the script for an amazing movie that will be coming to fruition one day, and I hope one day very soon. And it's based on Father Patrick Peyton, who lived in London, Ontario. He had come from Ireland. He was an Irish priest. And the devotion and love that was expressed by Father Patrick is so profound, so genuine, and so real, and how he had survived tuberculosis after there were tests, numerous tests that showed that there was so much fluid in the lungs, like there was no way for him to survive. And yet, he finally abandoned his will, he abandoned himself and put all his trust, not in man, but he put it into the will of a Blessed Mother. He put it into her hands so that she could intercede to her son of healing, of a miraculous healing. And of course, he did heal from tuberculosis. And when you have grandparents or relatives way back when tuberculosis was rampant, you in your families, you might have lost loved ones like we have from tuberculosis. And today, there is no reason why people should have tuberculosis. We do have vaccines for that. But at that time, it was like it was a death sentence. It was a death sentence for young and old. And Father Patrick just laid it down and gave it to Mother Mary and asked her to intercede and put his trust in her as a mother and him as a child. And that's what these broadcasts are all about. That's why we have Radio Maria. Because Radio Maria is on a mission and has been on this beautiful mission of evangelizing souls to come closer to our Blessed Mother, to hold her hand, to trust in her no matter what is going around them, and to focus on her. Not to focus on what's going on in the world, but to focus on her. And so this complete abandonment of will was so beautifully expressed by Father Patrick. And I would definitely recommend this book for you. If you would love to get a hold of this book, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon for sure. And it's a fantastic book. And as I said before, the book called All for Her, the autobiography of Father Patrick Peyton, will one day be a movie. And we are thrilled, and I'd ask you to pray for Michelle so that funds come in as she writes the script. And she's well-known in Hollywood. She's a well-known individual. And guess what? I will be. You would have probably already heard her interview here on Radio Maria way back in late January or early February. So, you know, look back in the archives and you'll find it. And it was on my other show that I have called Beyond the Pages. And if you look on that, I've interviewed many well-known writers and their books. So anyways, that's just thought I would tell you about that. But, you know, nothing happens that is not, here's what I want you to understand. Nothing happens that has not been foreseen by God from all eternity and willed or permitted by him. God could not will anything that is not in conformity with the purpose for which he created all things, namely his own eternal glory. All things contribute in some way to the good of those who love God and persevere in his love. Whatever God positively and directly wills is best for us, even if for the time being it causes pain and suffering. God never wills positively and directly that which refers to evil, which God cannot will as such. But in his infinite goodness and wisdom, God knows how to convert into good the evil he permits, and that's why he permits it. So, in regards to God allowing good and evil and our response to it, we have to realize that there is a significant difference between holy acceptance and bitter resignation. Resignation is passive and can be seen as giving up in the face of difficulties without involving God directly. On the other hand, Acceptance and surrender is an active process wherein we make an offering of the bad situation that we're in to God, saying, Lord, I see this is what you have given me. Show me how to respond. Bitter resignation is passive, and it leaves interaction with God out of the picture. Surrender involves the action of both making an offering of the circumstances back to God and to our Blessed Mother, and asking how. How should we respond? Which will lead us to another action, either of prayer or conversion of heart. And so, as Catholics, we want to always strive for acceptance and surrender. And it's not going to happen overnight. This is a lifelong practice. And guess what? God is patient with us. So, you're likely wondering, how do you combine abandonment to divine providence with asking the Blessed Mother to undo our knots? So isn't this a contradiction, kind of, you might think? If we're supposed to accept the trials we have, how can we ask Mary to help us with our problems? Well, in truth, there is no contradiction here. Even as we are called to accept God's will for us and the trials that he permits to come our way, that doesn't mean that he wants us to be stuck in our problems. He wants to help us, and he delights when we ask him for help. He is also pleased when we turn to the Blessed Mother for her intercession. But we have to trust him to solve, fix, or conclude things. When? In his own time. Mary is God's perfect human creation, and she is united to God so intimately that her will is always united to his will. That's why there is no contradiction between asking for Our Lady's help and surrendering to God's will. She always leads us to her Son. When we ask Mary for help for something, one of several things can happen. God's will might be that, well, by his grace, her intercession, and our cooperation, we be freed of a particular knot. And if that is the case, then Mary will help us undo that actual knot. And if God's will says not yet, then Mary will undo our knots of impatience and discouragement to further prepare us for God's perfect timing. If God's will is, I have something else in mind, then perhaps the knot Mary will undo for us is lack of understanding or spiritual blindness, so that we can change direction, overcome weakness, or have the strength to persevere. Regardless of what God's answer is, his will is accomplished, and Mary has helped us undo the knots in our hearts and in our lives. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, once we begin to trust all that comes to us from moment to moment as coming from God, we will find that we are continually thinking of him, right? If we believe and trust and have faith that everything that happens in our lives has been permitted by our Lord, that we love him. I'm talking about souls who love Jesus, who love God, right? We're talking about them, right? And when you're doing that, when you acknowledge and surrender yourself, your will to him, believe me, you're going to be focused on him more than anything else. You know, I try to remember this phrase for myself: less of me and more of him. And that's the biggest, I find that so helpful for myself, because when I am in trouble, when I am concerned about something, the first thing I do is I own it. I take the problem in. I deal with it. I stress about it. I don't eat well. I lose sleep. Instead of saying, wait, stop. Hand it over to God. Let Blessed Mother intercede for us. Bring it to her in prayer. and ask her to intercede. And then trust and let go so that your mind is constantly on him and not on yourself and you owning the problem. And this continual awareness, my friends, of God's presence in itself is a spiritual discipline. And you know what? It's called the practice of the presence of God. So, yeah, I know that, you know, many of us, some of us might be struggling with anxiety. And I know, you know, it affects many people. In fact, many people call this the age of anxiety, right? There's a lot. I mean, I don't want to tell you how many family members are struggling with anxiety in my own family, within my own relatives and stuff. It's incredible. But you know what? We don't have to feel overwhelmed. We don't have to feel scared. You know, we don't have to give that and own it. It's not our problem. It's God's problem. Hand over your problems to him. So that you can have a healthy and a peaceful and calm relationship with our Lord. Ask Blessed Mother to intercede while you're praying your rosary. Offer it up. Offer up your concerns. So, abandoning ourselves to divine providence, I know it's one of the hardest things we can do in life, but it's also one of the most rewarding. And you know what? That's where peace, it does not falter. So, that is something beautiful for us to remember. So I hope, brothers and sisters, let me just check my time because, oh yeah, I'm getting close. All right. Well, this is how time goes fast, right? How time goes fast when you're having fun. But, you know, brothers and sisters, I really sincerely, with all my heart, I hope that this practice of abandonment to divine providence has helped you in all the broadcasts of regarding Mary, undoer of knots, and seeing of the importance of abandoning ourselves to God's providence and uniting ourselves with his will. And when we begin, then, you know what? You're going to then see the daily circumstances of your own life through the eyes of faith. If God's providence is constantly at work, we can be assured that his presence is also with us. You know, there's a commandment by St. Paul the Apostle in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And it says, pray without ceasing. We may think that St. Paul is being hyperbolic, right? But the lives of the saints prove that this is indeed possible. Their relationship with God consisted of continual prayer. And we tend to associate prayer with reciting words, whether out loud or interiorly. Yet prayer is simpler than that. Prayer is the raising of the mind and heart to God. And we can do this without using words. Surprise, surprise. When we turn our thoughts to God and at the same time lift up the desire of our heart to him, even for a brief moment, this is prayer. You know, precious Saint Therese of Lisieux, she said, for me, prayer is a surge of the heart. It is a simple look turned toward heaven. It is a cry of recognition and of love, embracing both trial and joy. And that, my dear friends, is all I will say for now. Thank you so much for joining me as we continue and close out our broadcast for this month on Mary, Undoer of Knots. Bye for now. I've got no.